Welcome to the KBB Unstoppable Business Owner podcast. This podcast is dedicated to helping KBB business owners become unstoppable, becoming exit ready with higher profits and more time to work on their business rather than just in it. Let me introduce you to your host, Kevin D. Bannister.
In this episode, we're going to be highlighting how you can unlock success by navigating the stages of your business journey. Welcome to episode 2 of this podcast. What stage is your business actually in? So starting a business can be a dream for many. The idea of being essentially your own boss, pursuing passion, making a mark on the world. Ultimately, it's extremely appealing to most. However, the journey from an idea to a successful business is filled with challenges, uncertainties, without a clear roadmap to essentially guide you through where you actually want to go. Many entrepreneurs find themselves lost. They're unsure where to begin or essentially how to navigate the complexities of business ownership. The problem is clear that without proper guidance and support, most entrepreneurs face an uphill battle. You risk wasting time, money, and effort on ventures that may never really get off the ground. The lack of direction and structure can lead to frustrations, and ultimately, it can lead to failure. Unfortunately, when setting a business up, you may find that people assume that you ultimately are instantly successful. And unfortunately, there are times, especially at the moment, where there are situations where you may be reasonably successful in business, but your personal finances may not be showing that for whatever reason. And it is a common thing that does occur. So if you are in that situation, you aren't alone. There are many businesses that essentially make good money, but sometimes that money doesn't end up in your back pocket. So why is it so important to understand the stages that your business goes through? So when we look at the stages of your business, there are 5 stages that any successful business goes through. The first is what I would call the dream up stage. Every successful business owner starts in this dream up stage. It can't really be skipped. It may be short-lived, or it may be something that you've been essentially looking at over a long period of time. It may even be a number of years, but you have that determination to either develop something, come up with something, or you feel like you want to be your own boss and you are willing to take that leap. So when you start the dream up stage, you're tapping into that kind of creativity, imagination. And from the KBB world, ultimately, you can get caught up in this because essentially you guys love designing things. So it's something that people can get quite stuck in, but essentially this is that passion element. And it is a very important stage in any business to have that passion and some purpose, because in general, you will be looking to make a business successful for the right reasons. So at this time, you're more or less in a brainstorming phase. You're exploring different possibilities. You're coming up with different variations of how you see this business working. The stage that you move into next is the startup phase. You can be in your startup phase for a short period of time or a much longer period of time. It depends on where you are and what type of business you are setting up generally. So in this stage, you are essentially starting to promote and you're getting known. It then comes down to you start pushing sales. In this stage, you're taking real action, turning that dream essentially into some form of a reality. You're conducting the right elements of research, you're developing a business plan, you're securing your resources essentially to get things up and running. It's at this time that you generally have a lot of excitement, anticipation, you're laying the foundations essentially for future success or how you see that success coming in the future. The third stage is moving into a grow-up stage. So when a business gets to this stage, this can be because of some issues, and it generally is because there's some issues that are cropping up that you haven't necessarily had in the past, and you're very quick to work out that there is more to being in business than just that dream. So you essentially get ready to grow up in that stage of updating how you're going to deal with things. Something to mention about this stage is that if you are, say, for example, a self-employed contractor, you will generally fit in that startup to the grow-up. There will come a point, generally, when there is a problem that you may go into the grow-up stage. But if you're quite content in where you are, you're not necessarily trying to create a big business, or you're happy in your day work as such, this can be where you generally stop. And we would generally call this a lifestyle business. I find that most businesses get caught in this growth stage, where they're essentially trying to grow their business tenfold as quickly as possible. The more sales equals more profit, right? Unfortunately, it doesn't always end up in a situation, and sales alone will not deliver a truly successful business. It may in the short term provide that belief that you are successful, but people get caught out very much on turnover. They get caught out in the fact that turnover doesn't mean profit. We've all heard recently in the media a number of businesses, manufacturing wise and online retailers, essentially going bust. And ultimately, it comes down to the parent company not wanting to take on that debt anymore. They're not comfortable continuously guaranteeing the finances of these businesses. Now, for me, it can be a head against the wall situation where to explain to a business that sales isn't everything goes against the grain. Essentially, you guys sell products and services. However, selling is not necessarily profiting. So if you continuously sell, but that money isn't hitting your back pocket, there's an issue in the flow that comes down from those sales. If you can get this right, it is very easy to scale afterwards. But to get this, you need to go through that grow up stage, and you need to be willing to go through that stage. You really do need to understand your business as a whole. You need to be able to understand the numbers, how these impact the business, and essentially how to work with those numbers and pull out those best bits. So when you are in the grow up stage, you essentially need to get clarity on where your business is going, where you want it to go, and not just in terms of a short term basis, but long term as well. You need to essentially be planning for your business. Now, when you start in that startup phase, you will be planning somewhat in your business. But the plans are very generic at this point. It's not necessarily strategically based either. Essentially, they're a bit woolly at that point. Okay, so you're clear on where you want your business to go. We now need to work out, one, how are we going to get there? And two, how are we going to control this? So the fourth stage that your business goes through is the scale-up stage. This stage is extremely important in that you have to have control over your business. So having control over your business means a number of things. You need to have control essentially over your profitability. You need to have control over your cash flow. And essentially, you need a solid footing. At this point, we need to be thinking big. We need to be thinking about scaling the best parts of your business. So once you've got control of that profitability, we then need to take all of those best bits and essentially replicate them. Now, once you've got control in the business and you've scaled up all the right parts of your business, you're truly in the part where your business is getting now ready to exit. We're optimizing all of those best parts. So all the work that you've done through the scale-up phase of taking control, we're now optimizing this. We're taking profitability, cash flow, and essentially we're taking it to the next level. You're looking to optimize everything. So once you essentially understand that projects are more profitable within the business, you start pushing those products. Why would you push a product that is less profitable? You may be able to sell five times as many of something, but if it's not profitable, what is the point? And it may sound controversial to even say that, but what is the point of selling five times of something, making less money than selling one good product or one more superior product with a higher margin? Now, what is the product within your business that is actually the bestseller? Now, can you tell me whether that bestseller is actually profitable compared to your worst seller? You may sell something a lot less, but make much more money on it. So it's very important that you are taking note of this, because as you go through these stages in your business, it is very easy to lose track of this. When you start your business, you essentially watch all the pennies. You've put everything you've got into this business in most cases. You're right over absolutely everything, all the money that's going out, and you're obviously watching everything that's coming in as well. As we get further down the line, it may still be that essentially all the money within the business is your money. But because you're drawing an income out of the business, it's not quite the same as you putting all that cash in there directly at the start. When it comes to the exit stage, you've optimized as much as you possibly can. You're in a situation where your business is ready to be sold, or ready to be acquired at least. At this point, when you build a business that is exit ready, you've created a business essentially. In a worst case scenario, someone could come and acquire that business if, for example, you have poor health or something like that. But at the same time, you've built a business that actually is profitable. You're focusing on all the core elements of a business that you should. You're not getting caught up in trying to make turnover and make sales. You are truly trying to make a business that will provide you with that freedom that you want, with higher profits, more time to spend on the business rather than in it, or possibly with family, for example. So as you embark on your journey, it starts with that simple spark essentially of inspiration, but it grows into you having that burning passion for most people. But along the way, there are going to be lots of highs and lows. Things one day may seem like they are completely against you, and other days things will be going really well. So we've got through the five stages: dream up, start up, grow up, scale up, and then become exit ready. Where is your business in those stages? Are you in the first two stages, where you're essentially coming up with your idea, or you're getting going? Or are you in that grow up stage? Is your business at a point where you know you need to take that to the next level and need that assistance to do that? Does your business essentially need to be planning? Do you have a true vision for your business? Do you have that control over the business that you know you should have? Are you profitable? Do you have cash? As we come to the end of the episode, I want you to be able to work out where you are on this journey as a business owner. Are you in the dream up stage? Are you in the startup phase? Are you in the grow up phase? Or are you scaling your business at the moment? Or are you actually exit ready? If you've enjoyed this episode, please rate, review, and share this podcast. Until next time, I'm Kevin D. Bannister, and this has been the KBB Unstoppable Business Owner Podcast. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to the KBB Unstoppable Business Owner Podcast. If you've enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to follow, subscribe, and share this podcast. To discover more about how to create an exit-ready business, I would like to invite you to join Kevin on his next workshop, How to Become an Unstoppable Business Owner. Join Kevin by visiting kevindbannister.co.uk/workshop.